You're with Raf.
This week's changing track is for Bernice. I met a boy some time back now, nearly 30 years ago. It was a perfect fit. We melded into each other's lives. There was something about this one that was just right. He loved me with effortless affection, and I loved him. We set up house together and began a precious life. We made each other laugh. We had fun. We affirmed each other's choices, conventional or otherwise, and the housework was shared. Cooking was done together or by my wonderful partner, who had a gift for it. He sat on the couch reading recipe books. He penciled down recipes from the radio, and we subscribed to Gourmet Traveller. Didn't everyone back then? His mother, born in Europe, was mortified. She thought I should be looking after her son, but he felt very looked after. Life was just fine. We made a home, we had babies, and he kept us fed. I didn't like fish, but when he cooked it, I ate every delicious bite. On my 30th birthday, there was an amazing chocolate mud cake. For weekday meals, there were curries made from scratch and amazing pasta dishes. We bottled tomatoes in March, and there was always a delicious aroma coming from our kitchen. The children learnt to cook early, and they cooked often and well. It was a blessing. That amazing man built a wood-fired oven in our backyard. It was a work of time and engineering. Our family table had hospitality and companionship, and our lives were rich with friendship and food. Time flies so fast, and the gorgeous children grew, and our lives got so busy, bustling with soccer matches and parent-teacher nights. Our careers grew and pulled us away from our lovely family. Through the GFC, a business vanished, and it took years of work and sweat to build a new one in its place. With all the pulling this way and that, other things vanished in the process. And for that boy, it was love. Love vanished. When did this happen? In the most fun year we've ever had, 2020. My love announced that he was leaving me in January, but the writing was on the wall long before that. This year, it has felt like I can hide at home and be as sad as I need to be without anyone worrying or expecting much from me. In truth, I wish the sadness would just leave me. I want to be happy. I know this will not end me, yet I feel so very broken. Some days I feel so angry that I could smash something. Other days, I feel like I am invincible. I cried, but I had to move on. I had to live with reality as it is, not as I wish it would be. And in life, there is much to do. I had to learn to cook. I learned to make a roast, to bake bread, to do a slow-cooked curry, and cook quick weeknight meals. Always, I kept that tradition of cooking everything from scratch. Then I decided I needed a barbecue. All the decisions that you need to make just to get a barbecue were, for me, in my broken state, quite overwhelming. I was filled with an overwhelming sense that he should be here to make those decisions. That was his job, but he was gone. As I built the barbecue on my patio, I had the instructions on the table and the music playing loud, and I was making my life over. It was okay. Love would come again. I would find my way. Until the playlist took us to my changing track, and I was overwhelmed. I cried again. I cried for all the love I had lost. I wanted to hold on to it all. I wanted him to come back and to be as loving and gentle as he had been when we first met. I will always move forward with confidence, knowing that I will meet life and all it has to offer. But during all those years, and for some time to come, he will continue to be on my mind. I love him still, and I know I had the very best of him. The one thing I wanted this year, I really wanted, was to hug my friends, to tell them my story, how sad I am, and I can't receive the warmth and love that is there for me. I cry and cry, and no one worries about me because we are all sad this year. So I grieve quietly and in peace. I don't want any fuss. I feel like slowing down and lots of home time is what I need. Time heals all wounds. So bring on 2021, a happier year, I'm hoping. Bernice's changing track is Willie Nelson's You Were Always On My Mind.